Hey, got the morning show here on Raglan Community Radio, and I want to welcome Cammy to the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So some of you might know Cammy's voice from the Baby Talk show on Monday nights. At what time is it exactly?
It's 8:30 p.m.
8:30 p.m.
When you can swear.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of competition for those slots.
After 8:30,
yeah, straight after 8:30, yeah, you can swear, but you can also get home early as well.
And then, when do you stop swearing in the morning?
I think it's like 7.
Oh,
that's never an issue. No one's ever asked me if they can swear at 6:30 in the morning.
The 5 a.m. slot, so that they can still swear.
Yeah, no one has ever asked for a 5 a.m. slot, not once.
Do you have, what's the earliest DJ that you have in the room? Is it you?
It's probably me at 8.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking around for a schedule. There might be something on the weekend at 7:30, but I think it's a replay.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm probably the earliest.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's pretty challenging.
Keeping things together.
Yeah, trying to be awake. So anyway, we're here to talk about Ginger's lesbian pop-up in Raglan. So this is happening when?
It's happening on the 12th of October.
Okay.
So in 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Okay.
And it's going to be on a Saturday. And it's in a secret location here in Whangaroa.
Yes.
So I don't know. So I have nothing. I don't know the Ginger's girl. I think they're based in Tauranga, from what I know.
So Ginger might be a person?
So no, Ginger apparently is their dog. It's a lesbian couple. They got married and they have like a little dog,
yeah.
Like a sausage, you know, like very long,
yes,
dog.
Yeah.
And it's called Ginger's. So that's why they called the event thing Ginger's.
I was wondering what the significance was.
Well, it means nothing. Honestly, it's just their dog. But yeah.
But for them, it's not just their dog.
It's not just their dog, of course.
Yeah.
It's their fur baby and then their event baby. You know?
And so that's something they do over in Tauranga.
So I think that the main organizer has an event agency, and then she started doing this maybe a couple of months ago, like 3 months ago, like during winter.
Mm.
So she did one over in the Bay of Plenty, and then she did one in Auckland, and then there's one in Wellington coming at the end of the month, I think on the 29th of September. There's one in Wellington, and then they're scouting for a location in Christchurch. So it's just happening really fast. It's been like 3 months, and they're just, and I'm literally promoting and talking about someone else's business. I do not know them, but I've like pieced everything together, and I've spoken to Lisa from Ginger's. A little bit.
So you have a fair idea of what will be happening on the 12th?
Like, not too much, because it's kind of, I mean, yes and no. Like, it's just going to be a party from, I think, 5 till 11 p.m.
Yeah, at the secret location.
At the secret location. And, yeah, there's going to be, like, performers, a quiz, like, trivia kind of thing. And yeah, I think I have like a little bit of an idea of the performers and the music. There's going to be some locals. There's going to be some DJs.
Okay.
But yeah, they're very like secretive about what's going to happen. But lots of fun is going to happen.
Lots of fun.
And there's still a few tickets up for grabs because they've upgraded to a bigger venue a few weeks ago. And I think there must be like 10 tickets left.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
get on it.
How do people get the tickets?
How do they get the tickets? They can go on the Ginger's Lesbian Pop-Up on Facebook and on Instagram, and I guess that you would find a link somewhere.
Okay.
So I don't know which ticketing platform it would be, like Humanetix or...
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like you say, if just the keywords are Ginger's Lesbian Pop-Up, then...
I think, like, I'm going to do it live.
Okay. Hold it up to the microphone so everybody can see.
This is performative journalism. I'm going to type Ginger's Lesbian Pop-Up, and I will tell you what happens.
I think there's too much performative journalism in the world at the moment.
Is there? Yeah, maybe. That's true. Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah. Instagram is the first thing that pops up, and it says, update, 10 tickets left. So,
okay,
go, guys.
Easy. All right.
Yeah.
And are we talking about the giveaway?
The giveaway, yeah, sure. So I have this show called Baby Talks on Mondays at 8:30, where you can start swearing, and I really like my swear words. And so Baby Talks is a show about queerness in Raglan and like different queerscapes that are happening here. And actually there's a lot more queer people than we would think in good old Whangaroa. And as part of the show, I got in touch with the Gingers Girl and I'm doing a giveaway for the event that is happening on the 12th of October.
Yeah.
And it's, we're giving away two tickets if you answer a lesbian pop culture question that is fairly easy because it's an event that happened like a week ago. And it's kind of a, it's, to be honest, it's a bit of a millennial Gen Z question. Okay. Like if you're not on Instagram and you don't know who Chapel Roan is, it's less interesting, but I guess that you have to come from somewhere.
I'd say it's confusing because I'm not on Instagram and I don't know who Chapel Roan is and the VMAs.
Well, but you're not a lesbian, Aaron, as well.
No, I tick no boxes for this. So.
Sorry, this is not your audience. But the VMAs are the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah, makes
big,
sense. Yeah.
Like this big, yeah.
I think I probably was aware. I could have guessed that, but...
The VMAs.
So, should we give the question?
And the question is, what historical character did Chapel Roan perform as at this year's VMAs? So it was like a week, 2 weeks ago. Honestly, if you type Chapel Roan VMAs,
it'll
pop up.
Yeah, and so people tell you the answer to this question and they go in the draw.
So they go to the Instagram of the radio. It's Raglan Community Radio on Instagram, and there is the giveaway. Is one of the posts, like maybe it was like 2 days ago or something that we posted it, and then you just answer the historical character. I was going to say it right now.
You nearly did.
I'm not going to say it. And you tag someone that you want to go to the event with. And that's it.
Okay.
And then I will do a little sorting of the winners on the 30th of September.
Okay.
And I'll announce it live on the radio at 8:30. Swear time. On Raglan Community.
That's so funny. People, if you've ever met Cammy, she actually doesn't swear constantly in normal. Well, not well. I've seen you at work a lot, so maybe you're not going to be swearing there. But I have never known you to swear that much. So
I went through a phase at some point in winter where I was saying the F word like a lot for everything.
Was it very cold? Like, was it cold outside?
It was cold. Everything was cold. But also, I was just like, it became kind of a language. I was just saying it all the time, and I was like, it's actually problematic. Like I should stop. And also because so I'm French. And I have one of my aunt is Canadian and she always swears a lot in French. And my dad was always like, I think it's a way of showing that she belongs to the language, you know, like swearing a lot.
Right. If you can use the swear words appropriately as in culture in the right context.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
But my dad was always like, but it's a little bit, I mean, she does whatever she wants, but he was like, it's a little bit too much. Like there's actually better words in the French language than the swear words. And so some winter I was like, maybe I should stop swearing so much.
As someone who's bilingual in swear words, which language has the best swear words?
French. I would say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We probably can't. Well, you can. I don't know what the rules say about using other languages' swear words.
Yeah, I thought of it. I was like,
if it's in context, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's a quote, someone said, putain. Well, then.
We're familiar with that word. I've heard that in movies.
Quote.
You just can't translate it.
Yeah. Air quote.
What is it? Like an F word or a.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
It's like the most common French swear word that you could find. We say it for everything.
Right.
It's positive, it's negative, it's surprise, it's disappointment.
Yeah, the F word is useful like that too.
Yeah.
There was I saw a comedian online who was, I think he was Asian, from somewhere in Asia. No, he's from somewhere in Eastern Europe, and he was telling the story of how he tried to understand what the F word meant. Oh no, the S word, sorry.
Oh yeah, S word,
and he was like, yeah. And I'm not going to repeat it here because I can't. But he was just really funny.
It's a quote. His
story. I'm just gonna end up saying shit a whole lot. So I'm not gonna do that. But I wish I knew his name because people could look it up. It was really funny. His story of trying to understand what the word meant and how to use it.
We can do. Now I'm moving on to investigative journalism and history of swear words.
Are you actually a journalist? Is that your background?
No, my background is political science.
political science. It's close.
It's, yeah, but they don't really teach you history of swear words. Is it Nicolas Cage? There's something that pops up on Netflix.
I'm not surprised that he's there, but
which history not what I'm of swear of. Words on Netflix?
No, I can't. It was like an obscure comedian who, not obscure to me.
Nicolas.
So, yeah, and Nicolas Cage is neither obscure nor a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is a dead end, I'm afraid. You're going to need a few hours to investigate that.
Okay.
And try to get me to remember what I saw. And we're supposed to be talking about the Ginger's Lesbian Pop-Up in Raglan.
Yeah. And we did. I said everything I had to say about the Ginger. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be on the 12th of October. There's a giveaway on the Instagram of the radio, Raglan Community Radio. You can win two tickets. You have about 10 days to do so before the giveaway closes. There's 10 tickets left otherwise, and it's like about $45 or something.
Okay.
And it's a party. It's going to be here in the center in downtown Raglan.
Right.
And you can walk to town and party. And yeah, it's going to be fun. There's going to be lots of gay people and non-gay people as well. Allies, as we call them.
The word again?
Allies.
Oh, allies, right.
Allies.
Yes. So everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. Well, as I told you, I guess we cannot check everyone's gender identity or sexual orientation when they buy the tickets.
How queer are you? Test at the door. Yeah.
It would be awful. No, I guess I mean,
there's a comedy sketch in that somewhere, but you don't want it to actually be real life.
The what?
There's a comedy sketch in that checking at the door for your queerness levels, but.
Does it exist or should it exist? Maybe Nicolas Cage should do that.
Actually, that would be funny. Nicolas Cage checking queerness levels at the door to an event.
I don't know if I really trust him or I really don't trust him.
No, it would be a comedy. It wouldn't be.
It would be a comedy.
This is actually not a good idea in real life.
I would love to have Nicolas Cage do the bouncer of the lesbian pop-up. I'll flick him a message on Instagram.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah. That's it. I got nothing to lose here.
Yeah. Are you busy on the weekend of the 12th? Actually, we should say that. It is Saturday the 12th.
Yeah.
Too, because I don't know if we've mentioned that in the last 5 minutes.
12th of October.
Yeah.
And I've said it quite a few times. It's a Saturday.
And the location is a secret at this stage, but you'll find out after you get the ticket, I presume.
No.
Not even then?
I don't know. I didn't buy my ticket. My girlfriend did, but so I don't know if it's written on it. And then I know where it is.
You might get it texted to you.
Maybe,
in the last minute.
Maybe, but it's a secret. It's fun. It's exciting.
Cool. All right. So I think we've covered everything we need to.
Yeah.
And just remind people when your show is again and what you do on your show.
My show is every Monday at 8:30. And it's sponsored by Wild Raglan. Mm-hmm. It's an eatery in the center of town. And it's called Baby Talks, my show. And we talk about... So I have sometimes guests.
Yes.
I'm like really trying to get more and more guests and like focus on it. But it's quite a lot of work, as you probably know.
Yeah. I'm lucky I get paid to get people in here, but yes.
I don't get paid. That's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Because yeah, we're so loaded.
So I often have guests. Sometimes I'm on my own and I play a little bit of music. When I'm on my own, play music, talk.
Yes.
And when I'm with a guest, listen to their music and talk about... Sometimes there's an angle. So like 2 weeks ago, I had Rusty from Queer Ritual here on the radio. So the angle was spirituality and wellness and gender issues within the wellness and spiritual spheres.
Yeah.
Like how do we navigate this? And sometimes we're just like talking about stuff, personal journeys through queerness and everything. Just to explore the different varieties that there is around the queer identity and all of the different aspects of life it embraces.
Okay. And we're going to play a song that you've chosen.
Yes.
Is this indicative of what your show is like, the song?
Yes. I mean, it's indicative of my personal taste, so I guess that in a way it is. But it's I don't think I've played this ever on the radio, but I like...
So what's it called? You can say the name of that band because I'm not going to say that right.
L'Entourloupe.
Yep.
L'Entourloupe. It's a French duo and they do like dub reggae music. They scratch a little bit and everything. It's really cool. And I really like this track. It's called Delight for All Chicken.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Cammie.
Well, you're very welcome. Have a great day. Whangaroa. Bye-bye.
And this will be the last track for the day, so I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, live at 8.
Mesdames, Mesdemoiselles, Messieurs, je me réjouis d'apporter un peu de clarté à l'oreille d'une journée déjà si lumineuse. Commençons par une entrée en matière. Pour expliquer certaines petites choses à nos nouveaux amis. Non, je veux simplement vous faire partager quelques-unes de mes idées, comme ça, au fur et à mesure qu'elles me viennent.
Ladies and gentlemen! Peaceful people! Madame! Et messieurs!
Don't get the champion sound, I said. You little sound fool of a desert. You're always coming to mingle up with good people sound. And you don't have any good places to stick around. You're taking this for a time and cherish your hour.
Sont réunis, alors c'est là que le sport commence.